Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines, Nicole Marie, and Michael Hopkins. Stay tuned.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
I'm honoring one of our legendary superstars. In this way. And what really comes to mind in at this early morning is that being special, knowing in your heart of hearts, deep down in your spirit and your soul, that you have something that makes you different than others. And I'm not talking about in a negative way, but in a way that makes you feel like you were given special talents. And those talents have stayed with you your entire life. But early on, you may not realize that those special gifts and talents were meant to carry you through. Yeah. Most people may not even realize that they even have these special gifts and talents. And this is where it comes down to having good mentors and people in your village who pass along this kind of credo or knowledge tidbit to you so that you can cultivate those talents and make those gifts available to others. Special. That's what it means, being special. And knowing
because you've been balling since 24. Do one hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come fast and with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it can leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show. Yeah, that's sweet. But then you got to rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper. Make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap. Money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick. Now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance. And that's just something you can't dodge. Because you mess around and you get sick. Now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins. It is summertime here on the Air Radio Boarding Show, Afrolock Magazine, and all of our amazing fans everywhere. We wanted to just check in with every one of you out there, and I want to start and lead in with you, Nicole Marie, on just an incredible summer as it's rolling along. Yes. So have you taken the time to go out and explore down in Water Valley, Mississippi?
Oh, yes, I have. I definitely have. Summertime is a time where I take time out and go and visit all of my constituents that are in my ward. So I go door to door. I'm talking to them. The different events that we do have going on throughout the city over the summer, I use that as an opportunity to just talk to community members to see what's going on, see what needs they have, if they have any concerns. And that's my time to get feedback. Now, I get it all throughout the year, but especially during the summer when people are out. They're out and about. They're spending time with family. They're out at the park. And I just use that time just to be able to talk with them.
Now, so you go out do you introduce yourself to the community constituents?
Well, a lot of them I already know, but there are some new constituents that have moved into town since I was out the last time talking with them. So I just use that time to introduce myself and get to know those that are new, and then also just find out what's going on with the constituents that I do already know, and just see if they have any concerns, and I just make note of all that.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate hearing that. Believe me. So for you guys out there who are just tuning in, let me just kind of bring you up to speed on this. Nicole Marie, who's down in Water Valley, Mississippi, is an elected official down there as part of your community. And so, you get to really make a difference, as you said, representing the folks in your area there. And I think I tip my hat off to you because you're doing the work. You're doing the community work.
Yes.
And that's what's so important. Folks always say, Carrie, what is the Hair Radio Morning Show about? It is about hair, beauty, and the C word. Community.
That's it. Community.
Community.
Important.
Yes. You're doing the work.
So important.
Yes. So I have to turn to Michael Hopkins. Michael, who's also putting it down in terms of community, being an accredited claims agent. I have nicknamed him an ACA. Michael Hopkins, you have been one of the biggest veterans advocates I've ever known. Helping the veterans, right? So what can you tell us first on what exactly is an accredited claims agent?
Well, Karen, an accredited claims agent is a person that's appointed by the government, i.e. the Office of General Counsel for the Office of Veteran Affairs in Washington, D.C. And basically, an accredited claims agent is appointed and they are allowed to assist veterans with the prosecution, with the starting, representing, et cetera, with claims for compensation. We are background checked. We have to take an extensive test. And we are allowed to help veterans file for compensation. We can actually represent veterans in different court systems. Also,
awesome.
As accredited amazing. Claims agents.
And this is, as you pointed out, not just anybody can be an ACA. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. So when you talk about doing the community work, Nicole Marie, Michael's doing a good job.
Oh, yes. Most definitely.
Yes. Right. Helping the veterans.
Definitely making a difference.
Yes. And, Michael, as a big part of that process, you are the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show, which you get to share your information and knowledge every Tuesday at 8:30 in the morning, Eastern Time, that is, and just continuing to make a difference. You're able to reach folks and veterans and also the veterans' families and just helping to, again, make a difference in their lives.
Very much so, Carrie. Very much
awesome.
So.
Well, guys, I've got to tell you, for me, and I'm so grateful because you both have just been great harbingers of you know, community efforts and just being so, you know, making such a difference in each of your, you know, respective areas that I've got to say, for me, I've got some folks right in front of me that I get to chat with every day on the air worldwide, and that's Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie. So I don't have to go far to figure out how to kind of fill in the blanks on my now being on the appointed to the community board in my own very area. And as Nicole Marie talked about her constituency, I can talk about mine.
Right.
We represent a board of
right.
over 200,000
wow.
just in
wow.
the little area alone. Yeah, they're over 200,000
wow.
here. And so I'm very proud. I just literally, guys, we're talking about summer. I just got my rule book, if you will. Yeah, there are rules for everything in life.
Yes.
And so
pretty much.
And they break it all down.
That's
and,
wonderful.
Yes, well, that's not all. They also have told me you have got to be on some committees. You don't just get to say you're a board member and just think you're going to be phoning it in. Well, I am so excited. Yes, I get to. And I'm happy about this in a way because they have different things like finance and all these other types of different boards and, you know, and different areas of interest to our community here. And I said, wow, this is going to be amazing because I'm going to serve on these committees. I'm going to take it easy because I don't want to get overwhelmed.
Right.
But I'm super excited. There's a chairperson and there's an agenda in all of this. And you're a voting, like I'm a voting member of the board, of course. So I am super excited. Yes.
Yeah, yes,
so,
it is.
Well, I cannot wait, you know, to tell you guys the next step. So I can't wait till I'm actually on the board. Like, I haven't even chosen it yet because I'm so excited about it.
We can't wait.
Yeah, this is going to be amazing. So I just want to thank them. I've had a chance to mix it up with quite a few of them already at different meetings and they walk you through everything, and one of the other community members who was in an elected position, I just happened to see him right on the news. I said, "Wow!" I was just chatting with him. So these are
right.
Yeah, that's going to be us and me very soon. So you know, I want to kind of take it all in and learn as much as I can. About the process and what I can do to help the community. But I love
right.
all the what you guys have said. The veterans will always be folks that I want to help the community members, of course, and my constituents, absolutely. Every single thing that I could possibly help them with that
right.
brought to my attention, we will definitely do all that we can to help their lives.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So good stuff, and this is just the beginning, guys. This is just the beginning. And
very
so you talked about Yeah, you talk about summer. We really are not taking a time off or any kind of a break. We're also working hard on all of our issues of our amazing AfroLock magazine. I want to get
right.
that on out. And
right.
I'm just very proud of the hard work and dedication, the different stories that we are featuring, what folks want, beautiful pictures, great stories, and just timely information. And I think we hit it out of the ballpark on that.
Yes, we do.
Yes, yes, yes.
So anything, Michael, that you want to say, I know that you're going to be working on some things on behalf of the veterans, contributing to, I call AM, AfroLock Magazine. So anything that you want to say, that you think you'll be able to add into the magazine on behalf, of the veterans that you represent.
Oh, yes, Carrie, very, very much so. And I'm excited with contributing to AfroLock Magazine. I'm very excited. And I just know for the vets, there's going to be a lot of insight. There's going to be a lot of claims talk and how
Absolutely.
To file and a lot of things like that, that I have a lot of my veterans, they ask me these questions. And I want them to be able to go to a format and boom, there it is right there. There's questions
awesome.
And answers and things like that. Oh, yes.
And just a reminder to subscribe. So if you guys are veterans out there, remember that you too can just subscribe right there on our amazing website at AfroLock.com. Same for everybody else. If you're listening out there, you can do the same. And I'm just super, super excited. Nicole Marie, I've got to say, you are just front and center with definitely what you'll be doing. I know you're working on some things that can make some contributions to AfroLock Magazine in months
oh,
to
definitely.
Come.
Yes,
and I'm
yes.
so proud. One of the big things that jumps out at me on behalf of both of you, and that's your distribution businesses.
Yes,
so
excited.
Yeah, royalty distribution.
Oh,
so,
yes.
Oh, yes.
And
very much so.
So you guys are killing it. And what this is, this represents the Carapi hair products. We have a full line. Let me just say that. Not just shampoos and conditioners, which are great and we love them, but we have other products as well. And you guys are now official distributors. And while we've been kind of focused on so many things, we want to remind you guys to check out AfroLock Magazine. You're going to see all this in there. So, again, a big reminder on that. But first, let me just get some feedback from you guys. Nicole Marie, you want to lead off with that? What does it mean to be a distributor of royalty?
Wow. It's just a wonderful opportunity to just educate girls and women.
Wow.
Just focus on healthy hair, educating them on healthy hair. Some
wow.
may, have lost their hair, may be struggling with hair growth, or just keeping
yes.
their hair healthy.
Exactly.
And so I'm just so excited to just have the opportunity to just educate people.
Yes, and that A word, you remember alopecia.
Alopecia.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes. Because so many people
we...
are struggling with alopecia.
Yes.
And other issues as well.
Exactly.
But let me tell you, Carapi is the answer. And I'm so
Carapi
excited to be able to share that.
Yes, thank you. And Carapi again, K-E-R-R-A-P-Y. Carapi. We love it. Outstanding. And again, it's fortified hair care. So great stuff. Michael Hopkins, we haven't forgotten about the fellas. What does VTR fellas and you also represent amazing ladies out there who are also part of the military and all of that. So please help us to learn a little bit more about VTR distributors. Michael, take it away.
Wow, Carrie. Very much VTR distributors. The thing I love about what we're doing, that it's going to help veterans. And a lot of veterans suffer from that word, as you call it, alopecia. And also, this is going to be able to create a legacy for my veteran brothers and sisters through having their own business, if they want to have their own business. And that's another beautiful thing that I love about doing what we're doing. I love it.
Exactly. With VTR Distributors, you are putting the focus on, and the VTR, again, stands for Vet Talk Radio. Again, you guys, as we mentioned a bit earlier, Michael hosts the Vet Talk Radio show and has chosen the perfect name to represent his therapy distribution business. So VTR Distributors is all about helping those veterans in need as well as an extension of his brand. And we are proud that you represent Carapy, both of you. So we are so excited. And for me, I'm working on new hair products to add to Carrie Hines Hair Care. Yeah, my own brand. In addition to so many other things, as you pointed out, Nicole Marie, there are folks out here dealing with alopecia across the board, men and women, and children for that much. So we are going to do everything that we can to help make a difference. And Carapy is the way that starts today. So, on that note, the work is just beginning. So thank you so much. Don't forget AfroLockMagazine.com. We appreciate you checking it out and subscribing. And again, the Hair Radio Morning Show. We love you.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have 2 little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Your morning show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us today for the very, very, very first time. Now, she comes to us out of Georgia, a town called Duluth. So let me be the first to welcome Miss Amanda Blackman. Good morning, Amanda. Good morning. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yay! Good morning, good morning. I'm so excited.
Well, we're excited to welcome you. There's so much we're going to get into, and I know the listeners are dying to know why we've asked you to be on our broadcast this morning. So first, I want to jump right on in, Amanda, and I just love your name, Amanda, and I'm going to tell you why that name has a special significance to me. But first, I want to hear all about Miss Amanda Blackman. Now, you have something very, very special and very special information that our fans should really pay close attention to. So without further ado, Amanda, please take it away. Tell everybody all about your apprenticeships and why it's so important.
Oh, wow. First, let me just say thank you so much for having me on. This is such an amazing opportunity. I just have to say that. Awesome opportunity. And I'm very humbled, very, very humbled to be, I guess, on the Hair Radio Show. So we have the apprenticeship program that has, oh my goodness, has been amazing. And we are offering an opportunity for all of those who have had the desire, wanted the desire to start their hair career, and for whatever reason, life happens, right? So
yeah.
Exactly, right? And so it doesn't mean that the dream is dead. It just means it's, right? So what I did was I said, you know, it would be an awesome opportunity to have people who have already started their families, or life happens, situations that has got them off the trail, but they want to come back and they want to do hair because it's their passion, it's their love. So what we did at Berry Beauty is that we designed an apprenticeship program that allows you to actually get trained and work in the field that you love, and more importantly, get paid. So you don't have to, the way we worked, the way we did it was we had to come on board, you know, build our clientele, wait till our clientele pick up. And then work it that way, right? So what Berry Beauty has done is that we said, you know what, we're going to pay you to come on board, become a part of the apprenticeship. Of course, there's some screening that has to happen, right, because everybody may not qualify, but it's very light screening. And it allows you to join the Berry Beauty family and actually do what you love to do, get trained, get paid, and soar the way you want to in your desired vision and dream, because we all have our own dreams. And so that's what Berry Beauty has done, and we're so excited about it. We're just excited. So many people have just been so supportive, like even on here on Hair Radio. It's just been so amazing. And it's to me, it's more important to give back than anything, because there are people out here that really care, you know. So absolutely, that's the reason why we're doing it. Yeah.
Well, I'm loving this. And I want to make sure it's clear. Berry Beauty, so that's Be Like Boy, E-R-R-Y, Berry Beauty. And
yes.
So let's go back. Okay, I'm loving this whole apprenticeship idea. That the Berry Beauty that you guys have put together for everybody, Amanda. And so so let's start at the beginning, because things like this just don't pop up out of nowhere.
Right.
So where did you get this inspiration from, Amanda, to create, to have Berry Beauty, and that you folks came up with the idea? Yes, because everybody, we all have a dream. But as you said, you do we call vetting, you do some screening to make sure that what their dream is fits in with your program, your apprenticeship program. But where did this all come from? What was the genesis for this whole entire apprenticeship notion or an idea?
Well, what happened for me was that I realized the struggle that when you have a family, and sometimes you have those seasons where clients are not flooding in to take care of your right now situation.
Mm-hmm.
And people tend to hold on to a job that meets their need, right? And which makes sense, because we all need money to survive. But we often find that we get in a cycle that we're unhappy. And when people are unhappy, you feel it, you know, when and you don't want anyone serving you in any capacity and they're not happy. So I said, you know, wouldn't it be something to afford to pay people and them to do what they love? Because when you do what you love, it comes off. Love just exudes out of you. And so I was sitting at the salon one day, and I was talking to one of my clients, and she actually worked at the Department of Labor. And she and I got to talking, and I was like, I just want to help people, and I just want people to, you know, be able to do what they love and come to work happy, and they're happy, we're happy, and, you know, and so it was birthed right in that moment, just thinking about ways to help other people that will, to help the community. And we all can come together and give a little bit of something to someone to change the course of their life. So it started from that point of wanting, desiring to help someone else.
And I'll tell you, we have a tagline here at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Mm-hmm.
And that tagline really is hair, beauty, and community.
Oh, wow.
But I never thought that we'd be able to make that correlation literally link together. So perfectly. And
wow.
I've always believed that one was predicated on the other, and that we're all interrelated, and those ideas and ideals were connected. But I
mm-hmm.
think you have really evidenced that today for us on the broadcast.
Wow.
That's
wow.
what it sounds like to me. So I'm loving this whole thing. So folks, if you're just tuning in to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines, and we have an amazing guest who's talking all about the folks at Berry Beauty. And I love this. This is an apprenticeship, again, following your passion for hair and beauty, where you can be trained and get, well, again, you've got to qualify. So we're going to have Amanda to talk about those qualifications a little bit more as well. But, yes, my guest today is Miss Amanda Blackman, and she's out of Duluth. So now hold it, Amanda. Yes, we got the skinny a little bit. And, again, this is a great thing for folks who are looking to, you know, to get some training and all of that. So you've kind of figured it all in a nutshell. And you've made it simple. Is this correct? So simple for people to get involved. It's not so complicated and convoluted that they get turned off in the process. Is that right?
That is absolutely the truth. Because, you know, the simple, the better, right? So
yes.
all you have to do is simply contact me here on HRmember.com radio.
Yes.
HR,
yes.
Right.
At HairRadio.com. Yes.
Yes. And,
yes.
And it's completely free, you know,
yes.
to become a member. So if you're interested in any kind of way, if you have any questions, you can reach me at HRmember.com, and I would be more than happy to fill you in. And it's really simple. You just have to be 18 years or older, okay, and have a desire to want to pursue your hair career. And don't worry about what you can and can't do and if you know. That's what we're here for. We have designed a My Lady Express pamphlet that will help you hit those critical points when you're actually in the salon, and that we will cover you. So Berry Beauty is really that umbrella that will cover you and help cultivate and execute your skill set so that you can carry on in a healthy, clean environment to be able to polish up your skills. And actually, some people just really need that support, you know, the financial support and the opportunity
Absolutely.
To shine, you know, and that's what Berry Beauty is here to do, is to give you that opportunity. And after you do that, and the program is only 1 year, right?
It's
so
a one-year program.
It's a one-year program, yep. And after that 1 year, if you decide that you want to stay with Berry Beauty, then we welcome you with open arms, and we move forward. And if you decide that you do not want to stay with Berry, so here's the caveat, right?
Yeah.
If you decide that you don't want to stay with Berry Beauty because you have your own dreams and your visions and where
right,
you want to go,
right.
We also partner with Lasting Layers of Beauty College that will help you get your license and
wow.
move on to do the things that you want, that you desire to do. So we've covered all bases here.
I'm impressed with this. Now, I know that, and let me just go back a little bit, guys. Amanda Blackman, you guys can connect with Amanda Blackman right here through
yes.
our Hair Radio platform. So let me tell you how that works. It's totally free, as you've been hearing, to be a member of our Hair Radio online community. And it's very, very easy. First, if you want to connect with Amanda, go there, sign up if you are not a member already. And the website, let me give that to you. It's www.hrmember.com. Again, that's www.hrmember.com. So there's no S, and the HR stands just in the back of your mind, Hair Radio. That's what that means. So it's HRmember.com. And once you go there, now if you've already signed up, you know how sometimes you sign up for everything, you forget you've already signed up for it. If
yes.
you go there and you've already signed up and you're a member, what's going to happen is going to automatically take you right into the program. To the platform, and you're going to see all the other members' faces.
Yes.
Which is fantastic. If you are not a member, you're going to be asked at that point if you wish to sign up. So you click on the link to sign up. And again, it's free. It doesn't cost you a dime. Now, within that online community, what is the Hair Ready online community? It's our own social media platform. And when I say our, I do mean the folks in and around our community, but it's the folks at Hair Radio, H-A-I Radio. It's the folks who are looking to engage with our fans, and our fans were looking to engage with one another.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, I say, social media for the hair and beauty folks. And I just love it. So please become a member. Again, it's free. You don't need to pay anything. And you can connect with Amanda Blackman and so many others who are right there. And it's so simple. You set up a profile and you can friend and follow and share and all that wonderful good stuff. Now, while you're there, you can easily read so many postings. We have group pages as well. So in that whole space in the Hair Radio Online community, there are pages of groups. They're groups. And you can follow a group.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever that group makes up, and the group can be something that you choose of interest. And whenever they have a posting or update, you know, that they want to share, you'll be notified automatically. And that's what I love about this. So
yes.
We have one of the popular groups, of course, is the Hair Radio Morning Show. We have a group page there. And so inside there are tons of posts. You'll see dozens and dozens and dozens of posts that you can click on and read with all kinds of amazing information, learn about new guests on the program, and everything that we're working on behind the scenes as well. So that's important. And I said, wow, sometimes I give away gifts.
Yeah.
I can give away gifts right over the radio show and tell you that if you are following us and you're listening and you're connected to what we're doing, you qualify for a free gift.
Amazing.
So this Hair Radio Online community is important.
Yes.
Okay, so I just wanted to take a moment and flesh that out for you right here on our broadcast today, all right, because we're doing big things out here. Now,
yes.
Amanda,
before
we move away from it too much, I wanted you to explain a little bit. Now, this pamphlet, this M'lady Express pamphlet, so again, back it up. Talk about that again. Explain that whole thing. And what is M'lady for the folks who are just kind of joining us this morning? And I want you to explain that a little bit more, please.
Okay, well, I'll be happy to. The M'lady is our textbook that we use in the classroom setting for
the cosmetology setting.
Right, for the cosmetology program.
Yeah.
So what has happened, because we're not going to be able to go through the book extensively as if you were sitting in a classroom setting, but it hits those key points that you will need to be able to execute in the inside of a salon. For example, especially since we've had this pandemic, we're very keen on sanitation, disinfection, and sterilization. So it breaks that down, and then in each category that it breaks it down, it allows you to test on it while it's fresh in your mind. And then, of course, after you read it, you get it, you do it, right? So you read it, you process it, you do it, you execute, and then it becomes habitual. So certain things, when we call it express, it's just being able to get those points that you need so that you can excel in the industry and continue to make your money and build your own skill set through the M'lady Express handbook that you'll be given at the intro of the course.
Okay, and I don't know if it's my line or not, but you sometimes it sounds like you go a little bit low on me. But now we hear you nice and strong there. Now, let me just say this, and I love what you are sharing today about sanitation. Right here on our broadcast, a lot of folks are familiar with, I call the leading sanitation company, Barbicide.
Yeah,
which is super duper out there. We had them on, the ED was right here. We had the nursing, the folks who just led all the different programs for making sure and giving real education on sanitation. As you guys know, it's critical for folks in the hair and beauty industry. And we had them on, especially, I think, right during the height, I think, of the pandemic, they were with
wow.
us. Yeah. So they gave me a certification as well, and they provide that. So, yeah, check out Barbasite, you guys, when you get a chance. They're online as well. So sanitation is big. My lady, yes, that's the Bible of the cosmetology industry,
yes.
Classes and schooling. So, yeah, I appreciate that. So, again, guys, if you are just tuning in, I'm Kerry Hines, and today my guest, she is Amanda Blackmon that you're hearing, and she's just fantastic. I love this whole entire apprenticeship that you guys at Berry Beauty offer out of Duluth, Georgia. So now I just wanted to double check. So if folks are from Duluth, Georgia, or from Atlanta or Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, so is this only for Georgians, or how might that all work?
Well, right now is not, let me answer that question. It is not for just Georgians. We are national.
Wow.
However, we're starting off with anyone who's interested in the program, right? Because we want everyone to have an opportunity to be able to soar. So we extended this right now. We are extending it out, but right now we're focusing on our Georgia residents. And if people who are interested, absolutely reach out. We will do everything that we can to help those, you know, who are interested, who are not, in Georgia. And we also have, for our VAs too, we have a program for our veterans as well.
Oh, hold it. You guys. I don't know if you guys out there, and our fans know the name Michael Hopkins. Trust me, who is all about what you guys hear. It's a big part of our community efforts in the way of veterans. Michael Hopkins hosts. He's one of our, he's our third Hair Radio morning show colleague who's on the air. He's our, you know, our third host here each day. Plus he hosts his own little show within a show called Vet Talk Radio. The Vet Talk Radio show, which airs on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern right here on our network. And so Michael is all about helping the veterans really with their claims, filings, and things like that to help them with the bottom line. But as soon as you mention the word veteran on this show, oh, Amanda, you've got to explain yourself now. Amanda Blackmon, please tell us all about how your incredible apprenticeship from Berry Beauty, how it works in tandem with the veterans that
are
out there. Yeah, so we can't wait to hear this. Michael, are you listening? Take it away, Amanda.
Well, yes. So what we do, we cannot forget our veterans, right? They have done so much for us, so much sacrifice that they've given. So, you know, and oftentimes what we do is we always want to give back because they give so much. So Berry Beauty has also been approved by the government for the VAs as well. So when you're ready, all my veterans, you come on in and we set you up. You don't have to worry about anything. As you know, we are approved. So we have, if you need to go and verify all of that information, we have verifiable information for you. So that you can follow up. You just step right on in and we take care of you. If this is something that you want to do, if you want to step into the hair industry, again, you can contact us right here on Hair Talk Radio, right? Hairradio.com.
Yes.
And we will be more than happy to give you the full information for the program. And it is extended out to our veterans as well.
Okay. I'm loving this. Yes. And here's what you guys can do to even make it simpler. And this morning, as Amanda said, you can simply go to HRmember.com, sign up for a membership, follow her, and she'll give you all the details as well. But I also want to give our toll-free number so we can put you right in touch with the folks at Berry Beauty, right? Directly with, we will connect you with Miss Amanda Blackmon. Call us first. And here's our toll-free number. And I tell everybody this, Amanda. I say, whenever you're listening to Hair Radio Morning Show, you guys out there know this already. Have a paper and a pen, you know, handy.
Mm-hmm.
I actually tell you, grab a like old school, a composition notebook, But I want to know that right. Rosie, there's a piece of paper and a pen. You know, and to our younger fans who are so electronically gifted these days, some experts, what you do out there, please remember to keep this, follow this information. Again, HRMember.com. But our toll-free number, you can call us. Our toll-free number technically is available 7 days a week from 9 in the morning till 9 at night. You can get through to somebody here to talk to you. And that number is 833-402-8882. I'll repeat that. It's 833-402-8882. Now, listen, that's not the number to the radio show. That's not. That's only the – I got to explain all these things, Amanda. That's only to connect with our office. That's the office number. So you can reach us typically after the show wraps at 9 a.m. Eastern right here. So that's really terrific. And again, our radio show, you guys know that number to dial in is always the 516 number where you get to listen live. So that is how that works. And I guess I should give that number again just so that you have that. So for the radio show, which you can only reach us from 6 to 9 live when we're on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays. And it's, that's 516-453-9458. Mm-hmm. So just remember that. That's the radio show only. So if you call that number on a Wednesday at 9 at night, you're not going to get it. Don't even bother. You know, but if you would like to reach us in the office, of course, the 833 toll-free number. And if you forget all of this, you're not sure about what you've heard, you kind of know you heard a few numbers, what you can easily do is go to our website. We have an available presence online. Go to www.hairadio.com. HAIRadio.com. And again, there's only one R in the word hair radio, HAIRadio.com. And in the left corner, you'll see all kind of information there that walks you through. It tells you what our customer service toll-free phone number is and when it's available. And it also gives you another phone number where you can text to around the clock for those of you who like to text. That number's there as well. So, so Amanda Blackman, you have been listening to everything. So we've tried to facilitate this whole process for the, you know, for the apprenticeships because it's important. And for Barry Beauty to be out there leading the charge on this, leading the charge on this. Because I have not heard of anything like this, not in this way.
Wow.
So this is the M'Lady Express apprenticeship, which I really love this. So this is going to be outstanding. And we're going to continue to help pull everything together right here through the show. So that's something I wanted to absolutely. So again, Amanda, just so that you know, tell everybody just how important this is and why they should be part of this.
Well, it is important because, one, we are giving back to the community, and as we give, we want you guys to receive. So it's a partnering relationship. We're giving and you receive, right? So we want you to connect. We want you your dreams to come to pass, because one of the things that I've also have observed that a lot of people during this pandemic polished up on a lot of their skills that they had time to sit down and work on, you know, and found out that, shoot, I really like doing nails or I really like doing hair. But who has time because of the circumstances that surround us, right, with inflation and everything, some people have to continue to work in a field that they're not happy in. So what we want to do is allow you to be happy and love what you do and get out here. And not that there's anything wrong with working in your home, right, because some people do go into their home. But we want you to come out and let the world see your gifts and see your talents and touch different people with your gift. And so this is the reason why we've got given this opportunity with this apprenticeship program, so that people will be able to do it. So it's important that you guys respond, because we saw a need and we're out here trying to fill a need for you guys.
Amanda Blackman of Fairy Beauty. Now listen, Amanda, you know, I know it's almost been winding down here, but I wanted to ask you, so who inspired you? Who?
Oh wow. Okay. All right. It's a lengthy little story, but I have to lay it out. I got to lay it out.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
I want to hear this.
So, here's the thing. A few years ago, my husband and I desired to open up a salon. And we did. And
well, now, what's his first name, though? We got to shout him out. Well, you can't just say husband is James Anonymous.
right.
You can't
okay.
do that on the radio
show. Okay, that's out there, right? My husband's name is Watanka Blackman.
Okay.
Yeah, Watanka. We call him Tonka for short. So you say Tonka,
okay,
like the Tonka truck. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. That's what I said, hold it. I love that.
right. So my husband Tonka, who is just so amazing, so supportive of all of my dreams and visions. We had an opportunity to open up a salon, and we partnered with some people. And the partnership did not go as we planned. And what happens is, you know, life happens. The partnership dissolved, the business dissolved, and I had to start all over, you know. And when I'm starting all over, I am working on a client who actually worked for the Department of Labor. And as we were sitting there talking, and we exchanged information, you know how you do in the salon, you're talking and you open up a little bit, and
yeah.
And I've always wanted to help other people in the industry because someone helped me, you know. And so, and the thing is, I didn't get a lot of the one-on-one training that I desired. So a lot of the stuff I had to learn after I got out of school. And then you connect with the people in the industry, and sometimes they're not that friendly. At least when we were doing it, it was people wasn't giving up techniques and cuts. You had to pay them to show them, you know, to show you how to do stuff. So, you know, you had to figure this thing out, right? Find your craft and master your craft. So I'm sitting there and I'm talking to her, and it's just an inspiration. It's just a light just came on. And I said, oh my God, that would be amazing to be able to be a blessing to so many people. And she and I, her name was Diane, and Diane and I, we were talking and it just all of a sudden came together. It was amazing how the process took a length amount of time to get everything done. But once it was done, it was like I was in shock, and just how everything has just came together and God's timing, and it has been amazing. It has been amazing. So I've been inspired by my ups and my downs, right? And the dream to want to give back and to continue, because just because something doesn't always go as planned, as I planned it, there's always a higher plan. And this is what this opportunity is. And God has just been so gracious. And even the Hair Radio has just been a tremendous blessing. It really has. And you just don't want to go without giving people their roses, you know. And I thank the Hair Radio for this opportunity and the community and Diane and my husband, Tonka, for supporting my vision. And I'm grateful, and I am completely, completely humbled by this opportunity to be able to assist and serve my community. So it's an honor.
Beauty. I am so excited, Miss Amanda Blackman. I have to say thank you. Yes, absolutely. Now, the one thing you mentioned about starting over, and we've shared this, as you guys follow me at Carrie Hines on Facebook, you'll see as well where I posted this. It's don't be afraid to start all over again. You may like the new story better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are words that I keep tucked in my pocket here at the Radio Morning Show as well, because you always want to remind people, you know, starting over, to me, it's a great thing. because mm-hmm. the second time you do it, you know the things to avoid. You're mm-hmm. better prepared for success, even if you happen to accomplish it on your first try. When you fail, you're better prepared than someone who was able to get that nailed in their first try. And and it stays with you. It's much more, I don't know, it's just deeper, more profoundly a part of who you are. So failure to me is just a way forward.
I agree.
That you're better prepared. So that's how I look at that. So listen, Amanda, thank you so much for being a guest today on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. This is incredible, and it's a great apprenticeship program. They have it really together. Again, Amanda Blackman of Berry Beauty, our very special guest today. Okay, Amanda, thanks so much. And
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, folks, listen, stay with us. We got a lot more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Radio Morning Show. We're making black progress. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
When you become successful, everybody wants you to be successful till you're successful.
That's right.
Then once you're successful, everybody wants to tear you down. They want to tear down a performance. They want to tear down what you said. They want to criticize you here. They want to find a bad thing to say about you. So you got to just keep walking. And your self-worth has to be strong enough that when everybody's trying to attack you, because they want to be you, and the only way they can be you is they rip you. And you have to be strong enough to take those attacks. You've just got to be strong enough.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is Thursday morning. It's August 3rd of 2023. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines. It's great to have you guys with us. In this middle hour, it's been just such a great show, an enjoyable show, and just really, really pleased that you guys have gotten up early. Let me bring to the line one of my amazing co-stars. You guys heard a little bit of talk a few minutes ago with Amanda. Chatting about the one and only Michael Hopkins. He's the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show. As you heard, it's on Tuesday mornings right here at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, 7:30 Central, all the way from Spotsylvania, Virginia. We're talking about Michael Hopkins. Good morning, Mr. King of Claims. Good morning, Michael Hopkins.
Happy mid-show, Carrie Hines. Happy mid-show from beautiful downtown Spotsylvania, Virginia.
Yes, absolutely. Well, the folks have been listening. They heard a little bit from you earlier today, Michael Hopkins. So I got to say, it is Thursday just for you guys out there. If you're wondering if we're live or Memrex, that's going back a little bit. But we are live. And yeah, we're live. I've got to say, there's a lot to get into in our next hour between 8 and 9 Eastern, 7 and 8 Central, folks. We're going to be a spotlight on some of the folks who we've had some recent chats with. And one is an important update that I'll share with you exclusively coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. But right now, Michael, I got to say, we've been kind of going back a little bit, playing some of the old hits. A moment ago, you heard from Lizzo with her big hit, Juice. But listen, I don't know if you've heard it, but Lizzo's being sued by some backup dancers. I should say not necessarily backup dancers, but participants in her reality show who say that it was a very toxic work environment. That's what they're alleging. And so she's got to defend herself in this, and it's really awful that this has come to that. I mean, the show, I think it's called something about Watch Out for the Big Girls type show. I don't know, Michael, what do you say about these celebrities behaving badly? We don't know what's at the bottom or core of this. There may be some truth to it. We don't know. But we do want to talk a little bit about it, because you've seen the audience have been throwing things up at the singers, at the artists. That used to be a bad thing. Remember how they threw the reporter through the shoes at the former president? Who was that? Former President Bush, number two.
Right.
So,
oh,
Michael,
the shoes, yeah.
Remember that. So the audience, this generation has been throwing all kinds of stuff, water, juice, whatever, at the concerts, up to the folks on stage. One guy hit an artist right in the eye and all the kinds of stuff. But does that have anything to do? Maybe the artists are behaving badly. We don't know. But what do you say when you hear of this kind of thing? What do you want to say to folks, Michael? Is it something that's generational?
You know, Carrie, I really think it is, because in generations in the past, you didn't see a whole lot of this. You didn't see a whole lot of throwing things at artists, and you went to a concert to enjoy the concert. And now it seems, from what I gather and see on TV, it's, I don't know if it's the artist and the audience. At least that's the impression I get. It's like a 50-50 thing, that each party is behaving badly. And people get a little bit too much to drink. And then the artist is more like I think a perfect example, there was an artist that was performing, and some of the audience were doing a selfie in the middle of her performance, and all of a sudden she stopped the performance to criticize them for doing the selfie. And I'm thinking, okay, in this, you know, Carrie, in this modern age, isn't that what people do?
Well, that is, you know, I can kind of understand from both sides. Okay, being an artist, I get, and I kind of like it. It reminds me of when I was a flight attendant, and I'd come up every day and do the safety demonstration before the flight, you know, as it's taxiing to take off. And I remember that most of the individuals were not paying any attention. They wouldn't even pick up the safety card that was in the seat back in front of you to follow along. In those days, we had videos, but you know, we still had to do the demonstration live. And people just not interested so much. But the artists, I feel my heart goes out to them on one hand, because most of them are doing art. They are trying to entertain the masses. It's a special gift that they've been given, a present, if you will, for the rest of us. And so
right.
They shouldn't be attacked. And believe me, if it wasn't so lucrative for these artists that, you know, they make a lot of money, that's the bulk of their money that they make, that's pretty much for them, is through live events. So I could see artists just like, I ain't going back out there. Forget it. Why do I need that? Most of them are multimillionaires or already rich enough, so to speak. So I get it. As far as the audience, listen, don't be rude. You shouldn't be throwing anything.
No, you
okay?
shouldn't.
Okay, that is a simple attack. Don't throw anything except yourself out the door. Please. You know, don't hurl things at these artists. You could cause a real serious injury, and just crazy. One of the artists, she literally took her microphone and threw it right back into the audience after the person who threw the water at us. We don't know if it was water or not. God only knows what was in the cup.
Who knows?
Poo-poo.
Who knows, Carrie? Who knows? But you're right.
I don't know, Michael. I wouldn't want anything nasty. You know, somebody nasty. Oh, they've been drinking.
Yeah,
it.
I guess, you know, Carrie, I guess I would call it like an audience etiquette. I'm sorry.
Etiquette, right.
That's what I would call it, because I guess I'm looking at back in the day when I was going to concerts, my wife and I, there was a certain etiquette that audiences had. They revered the artists on the stage.
Called manners, Michael.
yes, Carrie, a foolish thing like that, right?
Yeah. Manners. You were taught.
Right.
And here's the thing. We know right from wrong. Only
oh,
a child
Carrie.
Would not know right from wrong.
Carrie, Hines, did you just say the magic two words?
What's that?
Right from wrong.
Well, sure. I mean, for us
isn't
to just kind of give
yeah.
people... We're rewarding bad behavior. There's no accountability.
Right.
That's what
right.
I think the rim shot. You go
uh-huh.
to those other countries, they don't play that stuff. You throw something at a stage, you'll probably be in jail until you're 21. You know, you'll be in jail for years. They don't play that stupidity. Here in America, stupidity is rewarded. And so you have all these dumb things. And to me, they need to take stuff like TikTok and just shut the crap down. Just shut it down. Why are you
promoting stupidity and ignorance.
Something like that.
And then you stop when folks go off the rails. Oh, we don't know what caused it. Well, folks, greed caused it. Your desire to make money at the expense of the American people, and particularly young, impressionable people, our kids. Just unfair.
Yeah, how about that, Karen?
Unfair advantage. It's just a bunch of crazy going on in this country. Just a bunch of crazy.
Makes no sense whatsoever.
None. And it really is in large part going to the political process. You know, speaking of which, you've got, the former president, Donald Trump, you guys know who we're talking about, who is for, I don't know, I've kind of lost track at all of these indictments. Counts going, he must have like hundreds and hundreds of counts against him, with alleged, all kinds of alleged abuse and so forth of power. I got to say, it's just off. I can't figure out why take so much what it seems. His followers seem like they're in zombie land, who he has convinced utterly. He's a charlatan that we feel, most of us, because you can just sense, you get the sense that if these allegations are true, and they certainly seem to, he'll get his day in court, but it would prove the behavior does not seem to be behavior that is genuine. And to me, to have taken full advantage is my belief of his followers' ignorance and willing to just follow like sheep. I look at it like a Jim Jones-ish cult to me. They drank the Kool-Aid.
Yes.
And they cannot, sometimes, here's the thing, and he's a manipulator, in my opinion. He knows exactly how to get these folks. He knows exactly what to tap into, because you've got to remember something. They're, to me, a con man, a con artist, is someone who they kind of know how to manipulate us. They know how to manipulate us. They know how to do things. They practice their whole lives manipulating us. And so I'm not finding this any different. I think it's very sad, and I just hope and pray that that the world comes to, that he straightens up. I wish that every day I wake up and say, goodness, is this the day he's going to act and behave like someone with sense, or do we have another day of chaos? And today would be the chaotic one, because he's being arraigned again today for the third time, and there's more to come. And so I don't know, Michael. I don't know what to say.
You're right about that.
We're tired of it. This dictatorship type stuff, thinking that you're going to be king. America has no king. We have
so
a
true.
Political process that you've got to be voted. And the people wanted to vote him out, and so it seems, and he didn't want to leave office. So they finally, all of the stuff has hit the fan. It has
pretty much.
It's hit the fan in a big way, Hopkins.
Yeah,
it's
pretty
hit the
much,
fan.
Karen. Now, Karen.
And, what do you got to say about this, Michael?
What I was going to say is, I don't know if you saw this or not on the news, but down here in the Washington, D.C. area, there was an active shooter scare in the Capitol yesterday, about 2:30 or so, if I remember correctly. There was somebody allegedly called in to the Capitol Police.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, well, stuff like that, I don't really get into all that stuff because these are things that can be changed politically. And so what I do want to take a look at the side that we have an opportunity to make these changes by saying, and that's my little microwave there, we have an opportunity to make these changes politically by getting the wrong people out of office and the right people into office. And so nothing changes with the gun laws and all of that. So we're going to hope and pray that these folks and these communities heal. And that's where we are today. So listen, got a lot to get into. We have just started to kind of chat about some of these wonderful things. We got a lot more hair talk on the way. Michael Hopkins, got to remind everybody about AfroLock Magazine. Got to remind everybody of what's happening. We've got some surprise things. I've got to save the date for you coming up in just a bit. But right now, Michael, why don't we take a little bit of a commercial break? We will be back. We will be back live. We're going to have you guys to stay with us. There's so much more to go this morning.
Oh, yeah.
The Hair Radio Morning Show. Yeah, I'm super excited about it, Michael. So hang on and we've got more to go.
The funny thing about strong people is that they don't need you. They choose you. And if you ever take them for granted, they'll be content without you.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image she prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining. Deep within the eyes can find it. Maybe we are made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away. Discover girls don't cry after the face is made. But there's a hope that's waiting for you.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I am so excited to, of course, have our amazing hair folks on from right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is my great honor to reintroduce Keisha McAllister, all the way from out in Fairfield, California, along with our long stalwart participant here at Hair Radio. We're talking about, and you guys have heard her commercial right here, Siobhan Desir, Roots Rock Salon in West Orange, New Jersey. So great to have you guys join us. And let me just say, Keisha, you have your wonderful Lavender Beauty shop out in the West Coast. So I just want to make sure I mention that. Welcome, guys. Hello. And I think this is your first time meeting through the radio. So
yes,
welcome.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Both of you. It's awesome. So listen, I want to jump right on in. Keisha, we've done this before where we have Ask a Hairstylist. And we've done some of those segments. And Siobhan, you've heard this. And we chat a bunch off the air about these things. So this is going to be quite fun today. And I had some folks who kind of suggested some questions for us. And I'm going to read them.
Okay.
The first one is from Bessie. Bessie is in Detroit. And she says, I just moved from Houston, Texas to Michigan. I used to tip my hairstylist and the shampoo girl. This is what she writes. The new shop, she says, this is the new shop. The hairstylist is the owner. Whom should I tip and why? Okay, so if the hairstylist is the owner, I guess is her question. Should she tip the owner or slash hairstylist, or does that matter? You know, how do you feel about that? Keisha, we'll start with you, I guess, all the way from California. So what do you say? How do you feel about tipping and all of that?
Well, I mean, tipping is, I guess, as tipping does. You do have some clients who are grateful every single time you sit in your chair, and they tip you. But then sometimes you just have people who will keep coming back. And I'm grateful for the repeat client. You know, if they keep coming back and they send referrals, and you know, next thing you know, you're doing three generations of a family, then I'm okay with that because they just keep
even
coming in. So.
Tip. Right.
Even if they don't tip, they keep coming back. Right. Because they give me another person. And that person is coming. You know, really. And it means that I'm doing a good service. And it means that they trust me and they're telling, you know, their family. So I'm grateful either way, honestly. As the owner hairstylist.
Right. Exactly. You are an owner hairstylist. And this is the thing that I wanted to really delve into. Tipping has come up over the years here at this broadcast. We've talked about it endlessly on many episodes. And Siobhan, I don't know if you remember this, but we did a tipping guide. Do you remember that from Hair Radio years and years ago?
Oh, my goodness, a long time ago, yes.
Yes, we had a little card with an actual tipping guide on the other side. And we used to pass out those tipping guide cards as if they were needed. They weren't so much needed, I guess. But people, maybe, I don't know. People have always wondered. See, you guys are on the professional side. But I think people have been curious. I've always wondered about that, too. So it's nice to have you guys kind of weigh on in about this. Now, Siobhan, how do you feel about the whole subject of tipping? And you're both on different coasts, so it might even suggest that, you know, things can be regional a little differently, but how do you feel about it across the board? Do you have a certain perspective on it?
Honestly, I think anytime you're dealing with any type of service industry, when someone's doing the service, I think it's good to give a tip. Understanding we're in a, you know, different time now where, you know, it's not easy for everyone.
It's not, right.
So, So, you know, just to tag upon what Keisha stated, you know, sometimes just that repeat client is tip enough and the referrals, you know. So, yeah. So, you know, we're really going through a different
time now. So, yeah, but I think anytime you get a service, you know, it's great to tip. Or show some, and tip doesn't necessarily have to be monetary. You know, just a token of appreciation is good.
Wow. Wow, that's nice.
That's
I love
very
it.
True. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Well, okay, next question. And, Siobhan, I'm throwing this at you. It's from Rob in Minneapolis. And he writes here, let me see, hold it, let me see if I can understand what he wrote here. Okay, yeah, he writes that, let's see, he's a hairstylist. Okay, he's a professional, that's what he said. So here, how do I stop my clients from canceling appointments at the last minute? Wow, that's a big one. Mm-hmm. Siobhan, what did you say? Well, first of all, have you experienced this, Siobhan, this year?
Oh, absolutely. It happens. It's part of business. But what happens, what happens as a salon owner or a stylist or what have you, you have a certain amount of hours that you're doing per week for here, you know? A good practice is to figure out your dollar or your hourly average for that and estimate the amount of services you're doing in that time. From a business standpoint, then it's good to kind of gauge what your minimum hourly rate is and put your price in to put that in there so it can cover those cancellations. Now, if you're able to operate with minimum or no cancellations, you might be able to watch your cost and maintain, you know, productivity within your salon. So there is a formula involved in that, you know, just to keeping prices low is part of not having many cancellations. But if it becomes cumbersome where you're getting a lot of cancellations, there may be a need to, one, either acquire a deposit to maintain, you know, your basic average hourly base pay or, you know, however you're going to do it and so forth, because there's a lot involved. That's a slot, you know, when you have people waiting to get in there to sit in your chair and you're giving that time to someone, and they're calling last minute and they can't come, then, you know, that's something that you definitely have to find a way to pivot around.
And that's the thing that kind of really gets me, because I can relate even though I'm not doing hair, okay? But I can certainly relate, because when I've scheduled time, then that's time I've literally taken away from my schedule and my calendar, in which I could be earning more. But I hear what you're saying about, you know, kind of figuring that versus the ones who do show. But, you know, I just have to say, how difficult is it for people to have a little bit of, you know, if you book, you know, I mean, things do
honestly,
come up.
Honestly, it's a difficult time again because we're coming through this pandemic. So sometimes it's to no fault of their own. So if you're ill
That's
and you're
true.
Unwell, of course, you know. So some stylists and salons, they're charging what they call a COVID service charge fee or what have you know. Because of that, you know, you're going to get cancellations if they're sick, and you don't want them in your chair if they're not well at all.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, you know what? You're right. So this, I have to think post-COVID. You're right. That was maybe before I should have felt that way, but now you're right. If they say they can't make it, maybe it's a good thing if they can't. I don't know. Keisha, do you experience that out on the West Coast here? You know, I guess every hairstylist and every service industry person might face this at some point.
You know, now that I work with some older clients, some of them have different medical issues, and things do come up, like last minute, even when they're on their way. They might need to go to the emergency room versus come sit in my chair. So, and these things have happened. So, and then having had some other things happen myself, I have had to consider things do happen at the last minute. But I also consider from a business standpoint, we've taken this time out, and I have to respect that. And when I'm off schedule, it throws your schedule off. And in turn, you know, now I'm throwing off your day. So I do understand from both standpoints, but I have to learn to consider that anything can happen in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
And when I am wrong, you know, then I apologize. And like, okay, yeah, I screwed up. Or, you know, something happened or a service went left. You know, things like that also happen behind the chair. You know, so things just happen.
Well, thank you guys for being honest.
Yeah, we had to chuckle a little bit.
I didn't expect so much honesty today. Oh, I love you guys. No, I'm teasing. You know, I'm just joking here. But listen, if you guys have just joined us, of course we're having fun. You are listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. With an all-new segment of Ask a Hairstylist. And today we have our two great hairstylist friends, and they're really part of the family here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. You guys know Siobhan DeSeer. She is the charge behind Roots Rock Salon out in West Orange, New Jersey, which is just doing fantastic things. You guys hear the commercial right here. And, of course, Keisha McAllister. All the way, and you have such a great name that just rhymes. Keisha McAllister, just nice to say, all the way out in California, and we're talking about Fairfield, California, up north. And so it's great to have you guys. You are literally have the country between you, and real excited. What I love about this is that because I often thought, I said, well, maybe you know, things might be a little different as you kind of, you know, regionally, but. You guys, I appreciate your feedback this morning. It really kind of drives it on home. Real quick, I have one more that was, let's see. So I think it's your turn, Keisha, on this. Now, it's, let's see, a new hairstylist. Her name is Tina. Tina is her name from Boston. Tina from Boston. She writes, she's a new hairstylist, and she loves the hair radio show. Of course you do. Thank you. And she says, so she wants to know any advice on doing consultations with her prospective clients, anything you want to share that you can pass along to Tina, who's just starting her career out in Boston, Massachusetts. So, Keisha, do you want to take that?
Okay. Well, Tina, welcome to the hair world. It's going
to
be lots of hours on your feet. You have to love it. Yeah, you have to love it. But when it comes to a consultation and prospective clients, I don't take a client without a consultation because not only am I trying to feel if we're going to, you know, our energy's out, but I'm also trying to figure out what this person has been doing with her hair, with their hair, or what their expectation is. I'm finding out if they're on any medications, if they have some sort of hereditary. It's just so many things that we need to know, and then also do like a little liability, you know, form to say, you know, if something happens, especially if they have medical issues, because that will change the way your hair even takes shampoo sometimes. So we have to be mindful of how we work behind the bowl. So I would tell her to ask as many questions as possible because there's no stupid question, even if you ask it over and over again, because people have different definitions for the way we speak. You know, they might say, well, and I might say a pit. You know what I mean? It's different the way we communicate and the form. Or just sitting down and talking to the person will really help with that.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it seems to me, and we started to do things a little differently over the course of time with regards to these consultations with the infusion of the internet and video conferencing and all of that. So technology, on one hand, could have helped. But it could have also exacerbated it in a sense, if, you know, by losing that personal touch. But Siobhan DeSeer, now out at your shop, so out on the East Coast now, over at your shop, your Roots Rock Salon, Siobhan, how do you kind of, you know, what it, well, let me just ask you, would you offer any other advice to this young lady who's just really getting on her way in Boston?
Honestly, it's consultation is almost just like the foundation of a house. You know, you don't want you got to get the information. If someone comes to you and says they want a house built, you don't know what kind of house it is they want. So you got to gather up that information. So the consultation, I think, is most of having a successful service.
Yeah, most important.
If you're bypassing the consultation, there's a high probability that you won't be pleased with the end result.
Mm-hmm. As I know where my aim is, that I wish I knew in my 20s. Depression comes from on the past, and anxiety brews when you're thinking about the future. Let go of those thoughts and live in the present. This is our moment. Ask yourself, what do I have to do today to make myself happy? It's not shopping. Wake up every morning and be thrilled that you're here. Not every day is a perfect day. It's been a really hard morning. Remember what my mother used to say, take good days and bad days and treat them the same.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Hurry. At number one is the ability to sell and negotiate. And I love this because I think this is so key. If you're an entrepreneur and you're actually, you know, selling products and so forth, that's very important to be able to sell and negotiate. But to me, most importantly, you have to be able to sell yourself and be able to negotiate for yourself. I think that that's key for me.
Michael, anything?
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that is great. I look at it like this. We all sell. We all negotiate. From when we're little kids. Little kids know how to negotiate. They do it all. They do it naturally. So it's something that's ingrained in us. Sometimes it just takes a little bit of twisting and turning to get it out of us. But yeah, the ability to do that, yeah, that's important. What about you, Carrie?
Well, I look at it this way. Your business success is predicated on your ability to sell and negotiate.
Right.
Every single transaction or interaction as a business owner is predicated on how good you are at that, for lack of a better way to say that. So really interesting. Okay. I like that. Okay. Yeah.
Wonderful.
As you guys said. Awesome.
Our next top skill, number two, is the ability to convey what you think and feel. And that is critical because no one is a mind reader. And the workers that you may have as an entrepreneur, customers that you have, you need to be able to communicate. And they need to know how you think, how you feel, and vice versa. You need to know how they think and how they feel to make operations run smoothly.
Wow.
Michael, what do you think about that?
Wow. Yes. I mean, that is 100. It sort of reminds me of Picasso or a great artist, and they're painting a picture. And that picture can convey some type of feeling. That's what this reminds me of. Little kids, they do this all the time, too. They do it all the time. Mommy, I want a bottle. They may not say it if they can't talk, but you understand what they're saying. You know how they feel.
Well, here's what I say.
it says the ability to convey what you think and feel. So to me, that means that the better you are at articulating what you want will almost with certainty get you what you ask for.
Yes.
Very much so.
So true.
Very much so. Yeah, that. Yeah, Carrie. I mean, that is, yes, that articulate. Very much so.
It's about articulation, I think. And that's what I always say. For us, we're in radio. We're in broadcasting. We're in communication. So it's important for us to be able to get our thoughts across to our fans, to our audience, to our listeners. And so that ability, yeah, I think that's a really good way to look at it, conveying what you think and feel clearly. Okay, good stuff.
Awesome.
Right.
Moving on to number three is the ability to break a process down into smaller steps. And this is so very important, especially if you're working with a team or even if it's just you. You still need to be able to break it down because no one can do everything at one time. If you break your steps down and if you're communicating how you're breaking those steps down, it's easy to follow, especially if you're working with a team. So your team is not confused. They know exactly what to do because it's small steps, not just, hey, okay, here, do this. And it's, you know,
wow,
too much for them. But if you break it down into smaller steps, do this. Once that's completed, you move on to the next step, and you just keep it going. And I think it's easier to follow and to go through the process with the smaller steps. How do you feel about that, Michael?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that definitely works. This reminds me so much of the military. That's how the military operates. You break things down into step by step. We used to say, like, step number one, do this. Step number two, do that. Step number three, do, and we would break it down so that when it was time for us to do everything, we would know what to do. It would be boom, 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 end result. So, yeah, it works for me. What about you, Carrie?
Well, as you were talking, I was just thinking the first, when I was just thinking about this and to hear it, which is the ability to break a process down into smaller steps. The better you are at communicating what those smaller steps are, the more effective your communication is going to be, your outcome that you are looking for. And for me, immediately I was thinking about, like Michael and you do on the Vet Talk radio show, where you are literally doing this exact thing where you are taking processes that may or may not be familiar to the veterans, and you literally are outlining them and further breaking down the steps that they need to follow in order to have these claims processed successfully. And that's what goes into my mind. And so I think the better that you are at getting those points across, what can I say?
Oh, yeah.
The more successful you'll be. So, yeah. Oh,
love
there
that.
You go. Great, great stuff.
Love that. All right. Moving on. The number four in our top skills is the ability to shut up, listen, and learn from others. And this is so very, very important because no one knows everything, especially if you're working with a team or a business partner, whatever the case may be. You don't know everything, and it's so key to have different ideas, opinions on whatever it is that you're working with. But if you don't have that open mind, and if you don't be quiet and actually listen and be receptive to learning from others, you're going to miss it. And you can gain so much by listening to someone else and learning from someone else.
Have
what do you think about that,
Michael? Have you ever known anybody who didn't listen really well?
Oh, yes. I've had a couple of bosses in the past that have been like that. It's just like, okay, do what I say do. No, we need to do this, need to do that. But they weren't open and receptive to hear from the team of workers.
You know, it is important, right? But, I understand that completely. But it seems, I don't know. Michael, what about you? Nicole was just asking, how do you feel about that? Ability to shut up, listen, and learn from others.
Oh, yeah. I know works. Because sometimes, you can learn from even the lowest person on the totem pole.
Exactly.
You can learn from them just by not talking, by asking. Don't talk, just watch and observe, and you can learn. You really can, because you'll be in situations, you know, I always revert military. We've been in situations like that where we have the lowest private, the person is of no rank, but they come up with a great idea. All the generals and the colonel, all these people have all these grandiose ideas, but the guy actually out there in the field comes up with a very simple idea that makes sense. So this one, oh yeah, that ability to shut up, listen, and learn from others, oh yeah. Yeah, I love that. Love it.
Wow. Yeah, I think it's one of those things that's easier said than done, though. Ideally, yes. You know, you would think that it's kind of a something that you don't need to say to folks. But in actuality, it is a skill set that you have to learn. We have to learn to listen. And some of us are better at it than others. But it's a skill that I'm still striving to learn effectively. I think it's important. It's what's weird for me being in radio, I know exactly when to turn it on really at super high strength. So when I'm doing interviews or I've got to pay attention because we're about to do something that I think the listeners need to know, then I'm turning that, you know, I've got bionic hearing. Move over, Jamie Summers and Steve Austin. When it comes to that, because I'm keyed in. You know, on whatever it is that I'm about to say or need to say, but I'm listening first. I'm listening. I'm paying super attention because it's very difficult to learn if you're talking.
Exactly.
Very much so.
Very difficult to learn.
So true. So true.
Now, you
all
may be
right.
Able to teach by talking. But listening and talking is very difficult to do simultaneously. Good stuff, Nicole Marie.
Yeah,
wow.
It is. I'm loving this.
Great.
Now, number five is the ability to adapt, improvise, and overcome obstacles.
Ooh.
Now, this is so very important to me because things change, and sometimes you don't know when things are going to change. So you have to be flexible. You have to be willing to be able to adapt and possibly do something different, improvise, and then be able to overcome whatever that obstacle or those obstacles are. So you have to be willing to do that because you never know when change may come. What you may think, oh, this sounds great, this is going to work, but then guess what? You may have a snafu and it doesn't work just the way you want it to work. So you may have to change it up a little bit and improvise and do something else. So you need to have that flexibility to be able to do that. Michael, how do you feel about that?
Oh, yeah. This one is a very important one, and this is one that I have learned to do over the years. This is just something I've just learned to do, just to think rather quickly and say, okay, if we can't do it this way, if we can't go to the left, well, I guess we'll just be going to the right. You know, fast, quick, and in a hurry. That's what I've learned to do with using this ability. What about you, Carrie?
Yeah, I think along the same line, it's all about being able to change, to be open to change if necessary. You may have to change course. So being able to adapt very quickly is only going to serve you well. You may have to improvise. There are things that are not always going to be laid out for you. These are things that you have to take in stride. And above all else, you have to continue to overcome any obstacles. You have to, that's got to be your way to move forward. And again, that's adapting and improvising and working to overcome any obstacles that you find in your path.
So true.
I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That too. All right. Number six on our top skills list is the ability to read, understand, and memorize. Sometimes the key points that we need to know is in the fine print, so you definitely have to read. Can't skim through. Read. For me, I read everything. Sometimes I have to read it more than one time to make sure that I understand it, understand what is being said, and then if I have questions, I go back and, you know, go back and I read it again to make sure that I fully understand what is being said. And then also sometimes we have to memorize things, important situations where we may be speaking to people, making a presentation and so forth. We have to memorize the information.
And
so
sometimes
I think that's
their
key.
Names, right? Yeah.
Exactly, exactly. People that you're speaking with, of course. Michael, how do you feel about this?
Well, I feel that this is a very important skill. And it's a skill that I learn to work on every day because it's just something I know is important. So every day I'm reading things, and I read it till I understand it because of by me being an accredited claims agent, that's part of my job. I have memos. I have all kinds of rules, regulations. And I have to read them, and I read constantly, and I memorize it. I've had people say, well, boy, I wish I was good as you to remember all these forms. The only reason why I remember them because I look at them every day or every other day, and I read the stuff over and over and over and over and over. You do that 4 or 5 years, you too will begin to remember a whole lot of stuff. What about you, Carrie?
Absolutely. I think that the better you are at reading and comprehension and being able to commit those things to memory that you've seen or read, the more effective you're going to be at whatever your task is.
Yes.
I have always been a person, when I was in school, very high reading comprehension, in very, very high percentile for those who did that
the testing and all that stuff, because it was very important to me to be able to read well and to understand what it was that I read. And so I always, plus it was my favorite, was reading comprehension. And to this day, I love to read, you know, whatever it is, and kind of figure out what their intent was with the piece that they've written. And I still act on those, I still find the same thing actionable today. So good stuff.
Wow.
Great.
Oh, yeah. Great. All right. Number seven is the ability to walk away. Now, this one is critical for me, because no matter what the situation is, whether it's personal situation, whether it's business situation, sometimes we just have to walk away. It may not be the best situation for us, and we have to know when to walk away, when something is not in our best interest. So that's very, very important. Very important. Michael, what do you think?
Wow. Sort of reminds me of that old Kenny Rogers song, Know When to Hold 'em and Know When to Fold 'em. Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The gambling you're talking about.
Very
yeah.
much so, Carrie. What about you, Carrie?
Well, I look at it this way. The ability to walk away, we've got to be conscious of whatever it is that's not serving us well.
Exactly.
And even if it starts out and it's seemingly okay, there are times when things change. And we have to be cognizant of that. And we have to always have our best interests front and center.
Exactly.
And if that's not the case, and we're noticing things that are contrary to what we, you know, believe and what we feel is the right thing for us to do, then it's time to hit the road. And in the words of one of those other songs, hit the road, Jack.
Oh, yeah. How about that?
Okay. I've got to say, Nicole Marie Michael Hopkins, for me, these are important skills that that will really pay you forever, truly.
I agree.
If you master them, that's the key. You can't just know these skills exist. You've got to master them. So we will
Very
be continuing.
Much so.
On this journey.
Yes.
Great job, Nicole Marie. Great
yes.
job, Michael Hopkins. Awesome.
I love
awesome
this
today.
List.
So do
yes.
I. Awesome.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with
Carrie Hines. All right, yeah, we're back live. It's Thursday morning, again, August 3rd, 2023. It's about 10 after 8 a.m. if you're in the Eastern Time Zone, 10 after 7 for Central folks. Michael Hopkins joins me from Spotsylvania, beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael, again, good morning. It's the third hour of our program. It's our Spotlight Hour, in case you're just joining us. We're live.
And it's been a fun show. It's been so great.
Oh, yes, very much so, Carrie.
There was a clip we ran that talked a little bit, I think you guys just heard it, which was very interesting to me. It was talking about some of the things that if you have these skills, you'll be able to really make money at them forever. Did you catch any of that, Hopkins?
Very much so, Carrie. Very much so. And those skills are just so critical. They really are. You know, like being flexible and doing a Kenny Rogers, know when to hold them and fold them and hit the road, Jack.
From the gambler,
you know, those are kind of things
that was from the gambler.
Yeah. But those things are just so important, Carrie. It doesn't even have to be the world of business. It's called the world of life. And these are things that you should learn how to do. And if you master these things, you're going to be just fine.
I think so, too. I totally agree. And it's important. It's important. And I just love it so much. And that we were able to kind of lead off. We'll be continuing with that real soon. So you want to keep it tuned in each day. I posted that we're looking for folks if you would like to take a stab at joining us on live radio each day. You need to get up early and you need to be interesting. We'll teach you the rest. A lively personality is always very helpful at this. And we just love it. We've been doing the show. We're closing in on 900 broadcasts live each day. And soon 1,000 shows. We'll be talking about that soon. And I'm just very grateful. And today in our Spotlight Hour, now coming up, we're going to just kind of kick on in with not too long ago, there's always Dr. Freeman, and we wanted to kind of get that on, and I think that you guys will really enjoy listening to him as we kind of close out this Thursday morning show. Tomorrow, Friday, we've got special guests joining us on our Friday broadcast. Mr. Charlie is supposed to be, we are scheduled to be with us again. You guys remember Mr. Charlie. I'm looking forward to his return to the broadcast, Michael, and we'll see what else we have in store. Don't forget next Friday, so we're talking about the 11th of August. It's the day before my actual birthday, which is on the 12th of August, 2023. Let me put that on in. But what I do want to say is that we're celebrating live right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show on that Friday. So we're going to celebrate a day earlier on Friday morning, August 11th. You don't want to miss it. We're going to be playing some great music starting at about 8 a.m. Eastern and just chat with some great friends who are dropping by.
Oh, yeah. Virtual cake and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to slice it up. My favorite virtual cake is only beaten by my actual favorite real-life cake, which is pineapple, vanilla pineapple cake. Oh, boy. Woo. Boy, oh,
sounds
boy.
Like a plan so far.
Mm-mm. I am a cake eater. Okay, so listen, folks. Michael, I just love today's broadcast so very much. It just really was interesting.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, so really good stuff. And we're just happy to have you guys with us. I really have to say, this is really, it has just been killing it. And so I want to kind of get on Dr. Freeman, just so that you guys can hear a little bit. He did a special part with Dr. Milton, and I think we're going to enjoy that today. And I want you guys to listen, for those of you who've heard it, listen a little closer, first time. We have some very interesting things there and some subtext there as well. So listen, lots more to go in our Spotlight Hour. Take a listen. Dr. Freeman and Dr. Milton. And Michael, we'll be back. Stay with us. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have two very special guests joining us today.
Well, they're from the world of education. It is my honor to welcome back to the show Dr. Joel A. Freeman and welcoming for the very first time Dr. Walter Milton Jr. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Good morning. We are honored to be with you this morning.
Yes. Awesome.
Thank you, Carrie. We love being here and looking forward to our time together.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I want to kind of jump right on in. Dr. Freeman, we're going to kick off with you. You were kind enough to help us kind of launch the Hair Radio Morning Show 5 years ago, literally hundreds of episodes of this broadcast ago. And we're so excited because many of our listeners, you've touched folks around the world with your story. And so we're going to remind everybody about that, but I just wanted to officially welcome you back to the broadcast and how we were able to use that wonderful, wonderful interview as a great foundation for pushing us forward. And we're still here today. I think that's a big part of that. So thank you.
Well, I'm very thrilled at what you're doing and how you've done it, your integrity, your stick-to-itiveness, and it's an inspiration to all of us.
Wonderful. Well, listen, again, welcome to the show. And now I have to turn also to Dr. Walter Milton, Jr. You are from the Rochester, New York area. And you are, when I tell you, I was just blown away at your story when I started to do some research. School superintendent for years, literally. Office. Yes. So education, to put it mildly, is important. So, Dr. Milton, I have to get in there. What, where did this come from, this whole, this journey that you are on, that you've been on? And it's, I'm going to call it a track, I think. So where did this come from in terms of jumping into the education or on the education wagon, I should say?
Well, I had two teachers that impacted my life in ways in which one could never imagine. I had a teacher by the name of Adam Urbanski. He was a gentleman from Poland, and he talked about history. He was one of my high school history teachers, and he taught history in a way that you can only fall in love with. He talked about the movers and shakers of history, the carriers of information, and how we have to learn to deconstruct things and find ourselves in the whole cloak of history. So he planted a major seed in me. Then I had a science teacher. Her name was Cassandra Frierson. And Cassandra Frierson said that I'm part of a history that goes all the way back to the beginning of time. And I was so glad to meet her because I had an experience in elementary school that my teacher attempted to teach black history, but she started off in slavery. And what happened, it had ushered so much shame and humiliation for me. So those early years of my life, I was on this quest to find out some truths in history and where I played a role. And Dr. Frierson, or Cassandra Frierson, she said that my past is inexplicably tied to the beginning of time. And so as a result of those two individuals, I went into education, became a teacher, a principal, and then a school superintendent, and decided to step down and start my own company. And then it happened again. And when it happened this time, I said, I'm going to take action. When this whole quest and this desire and this love and passion for history came out, I said, I'm going to do something about it. So Joel Freeman was the first person that I've called. Joel has been a close friend of mine for many years, and I know that he is the curator of many African American artifacts. And I said, Joel, would you go on this journey with me, man? And he didn't hesitate. Here we are. 2.5, almost 3 years later, with a final product, a finished product, rather, and our goal is to share our love letter to the world. I mean, this is our divine purpose and our mission as to why we exist.
And that is the reason that you guys are here today. And that is to introduce us to this amazing new book. And I'm going to have to thank you, Dr. Milton, for that. I'm going to have to turn now to Dr. Freeman. I'm going to ask you, Dr. Joel A. Freeman, first of all, again, welcome to the show. And just want to say we are going to turn to you to talk about this amazing new book. We want to make sure and get that on out there, Black History, An Inclusive Account of American History. Tell us about this book.
Yes, as Dr. Milton mentioned, it's a labor of love. It's 1,248 pages, weighs 5.5 pounds, has well over 2,500 images throughout, and about 500 of those images come straight from the collection my wife and I own. We own over 3,000 items. Documents and artifacts. Oldest piece dates back to 1553. And so we have put together, Walter and I, as he mentioned, we worked for about 2.5 years, putting in 12, 16-hour days and working, I'm telling you, it was just like Groundhog Day every day, just working at it and then going to sleep and working some more the next day and just day after day. So it was just both of us look at it right now and just go, we don't even know how it happened, except God's fingerprints are all over it. And we started in ancient Africa. And the reason why we started in ancient Africa is because we did not want to reinforce the notion, either implicitly or explicitly, that slavery was the beginning of Black history. We wanted to talk about the mores, the folkways, the hunting, the gathering, the fishing, the industry, the agriculture, the ancient African kingdoms that transcend the current geopolitical lines. And now we're ready for the good, the bad, and the ugly of the last four centuries. And even when we get into slavery and the slave trade, we have a whole section just about slave rebellions. We talk about the trickery used. And we have actual stories of how people were tricked into coming on the ship, and or to be kidnapped to get on the ship. So we wanted to give a whole different view about this that is not normally given, at least that we could find. And then there's a gentle timeline that takes us all the way through to the struggle for civil rights. We then. Once we have included that, then we get into the whole area of the economic system. We talk about arts, entertainment. We have a section on sports, Black quarterbacks, the integration of the NBA. And then we have a whole section on 50 states. And it's where we provide some insights into Black history in each state. So whatever state a listener is from, there will be some specific just a showcasing of what has happened in their particular state. Then the final unit is all about the North Star. It's over 100 pages, where we have a timeline from 1491 on that describes all that happened, our interaction between United States and Canada. And then we tell stories, we share stories from mid-1800s from a book called Refugees that a gentleman by the name of Benjamin Drew went north, and he interviewed a lot of people. And then he put 114 stories, their life stories, into the book. And so in our textbook, we start in Vancouver all the way over to Halifax, Nova Scotia, and everything in between. The Don Settlement with Josiah Henson, and so on and so forth. So it's really a wonderful way to show how people from the South, many suffered from Stockholm Syndrome, many just, just the whole, how does a person leave not knowing where they're going to be going and if they're going to get caught and maybe get killed or get chastised in horrific ways. And then the fugitive slave laws pushing them into Canada. So we really Walter and I have put together a book that the response we've been getting from around the country has truly been heartwarming, and we are very grateful to be the instruments used to be able to help put this together. And of course, as we've expanded after the writing was done, our wives are very much a part of this project, and we're grateful to them. And then more people came on that helped with curriculum design, with search engine optimization, media relations, professional development, and many other aspects that helped to, we now have a team of over 75 people that have helped to bring this to bear.
Well, I'm going to say, I think you have at least 76. I'm on board, too. Make sure and add me on
okay.
in to that list. I saw that extensive list on your site. I was, at ph365.org. I was quite impressed. Listen, I want to make sure I get the title right. I don't. I think I just introduced it as Black History, but it's actually Black History 365, an inclusive
correct.
Account of American history. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, we landed on 365 because many times people view Black History Month as the main time to talk about Black history. But we decided that this is something that is an inclusive account of American history. That's the subtitle. And we also quote from a gentleman on the back cover. He's a quote on the back cover. His name is James Baldwin. He said, "American history is longer, larger, more various, more beautiful, and more terrible than anything anyone has ever said about it." And that's really, when Walter and I saw that quote, we just said, that's got to be on the cover. It's because that encapsulates what we have done.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I have to say, as a matter of fact, Dr. Milton, I was going to ask you, being, of course, an educator as you are, and being out in the school system, how did that play a part? Because I just imagine that you were close, you were real, you had a real front row seat to what the kids needed, to what the students needed to learn. So I'm going to ask you, how did that play a part, or did it play a part in how you kind of, decided to come up with this idea that you guys have, worked on?
Well, it played a major part. What I saw in my years of education and what I still see now in working with school systems across the country is that there's a direct correlation with the lack of culturally competent instruction and educational approaches to the negative impact that has on student achievement. We also discovered that the lack of historical content has been a significant influence, sir, of negative outcomes for Black students and communities, including lack of self-awareness, lack of self-esteem, lack of intrinsic motivation, decreased academic achievement, truancy, discipline referrals, and even some cases some criminal activity. Because what we found when our young people, not only Black children but all children, when they have an understanding of who they are, where they came from, and the impact that their ancestors had made on this world, it just increases all the negative things to turn right into the positives because we make that connection. And so what we found and discovered that the world, particularly America, is begging for something like this because of the past, our history that we have and how those things still impact us to this day. So we wanted to really look at those things. We really wanted to look at the whole impact of the incarceration system and how that connected to education. And what we found is that there's this critical gap. And we believe that we have a solution for this gap.
One of the things that we really focus on, and Joe will probably talk about that a little later, I'll just introduce the concept, but we said we need to develop critical thinkers, compassionate listeners, fact-based, respectful communicators, and action-oriented solutions. And we believe that BH365 will serve as an impetus to make that happen and to make our world a better place here in America and to bring about a great deal of healing because we clarify things and misconceptions that we've been operating on for many years.
It's just, I'm blown away. And I have to say, Dr. Milton, and I was really touched, and I know we're here. We're going to absolutely get into every single aspect of Black History 365, you guys' new book, which is being used in the schools. But I have to draw some attention to when I came across one of your earlier books that talked about this. It was, the title is A Matter of Life or Death, Why Black Men Must Save Black Boys in America's Public Schools. And I know you've written a couple of books, but that was I read a little bit of the synopsis, and I was just very impressed. So thank you for all the work that you are doing, that both of you are doing on this incredible, incredible topic that, believe me, even, you know, I could put this on every day, you know, for years, and it would still just be scraping the surface of what needs to be done. But it's a wonderful thing to do as much research, and you guys can hear it. You've done a lot of research. I see the work, and it is incredible. It is absolutely incredible. So thank you both for that.
Thank you so much.
Yes, well, very much welcome. Well, listen, if you guys, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the All-New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's my pleasure to welcome these two incredible educators to Hair Radio, and Dr. Joel A. Freeman, he's been with us before. We're so excited to welcome him back. It's been 5 years, and he's joined, of course, or we're joined with Dr. Walter Milton, Jr., who we're also excited, a New Yorker, a fellow New Yorker, to the broadcast. And now, Dr. Freeman, you're in Maryland area, correct? Aren't you still out in Maryland?
Yes, not far from Annapolis.
Okay, and so we have a lot to talk about because just trying to catch everybody up a little bit, and then I have some more questions for you, Dr. Milton. But just to kind of bring everybody up to speed, Dr. Freeman, I recall that you started off early on and you were a chaplain for, wasn't it the NBA? And you did all these amazing things and just had such I think it was, well, what seemed on that interview, just a deep understanding for folks at an early age. And that's what I got from that. And I was just quite impressed and went on to create that whole space with all these artifacts that you have that chronicle the lives of folks all the way to Africa and here. And so I'm just very impressed and, you know, just happy to have you here. So what can you tell us about your collection these days? Anything? Of course, we've got your book, which is going to be a big part of that, Black History 365. But what else can you tell us about the collection that you have amassed all of this? And I know you have pictures inside the book, inside of Black History 365.
Yes. Yeah, it's a big part of the book and a big part of, I think, the contribution, because it's exclusively available to the book, the images. There's now over 4,000 high-resolution images.
Amazing.
And anyone who tries to put together something like this without images, it's just very difficult. And what people, when we went to the printers in Ohio who manufactured this book, one of the young men, I don't know how long he'd been working there, but maybe a decade or two or close, 15 years maybe. And we were just talking with him, and he says, yeah, he says, when I came in this morning, I thought I was working on a National Geographic project. and so the collection is made up of over 3,000 items, done two exhibits at the United Nations. We had over 1 million visitors. I've done three in concert with the White House. I've done two at the Clinton Presidential Library. Done a number with Secret Service. at their headquarters in D.C. and a number of other venues around the country. And it's just been wonderful. And when Walter called me about this project, I didn't have to think about it because I knew intuitively that, you know, I had been building this collection, and it's perfect for a curriculum in terms of the way, the types of items. I would pass over 200 items to get to that 201st item that would help tell the story. And so I was very selective about the items that I collected and brought together. So it's kind of a unique type of collection, and I think when people get the textbook and they start looking at the images, especially the first two units, because you know, the first two units are about ancient Africa and slavery and the slave trade. So I have a number of items. For instance, I have one item when I was in Elmina Castle in Ghana on the banks of the Atlantic Ocean. Mm-hmm. And I met with the village elders there, and they voted unanimously to donate a set of shackles, an actual set of shackles from Elmina Castle. And I was truly humbled and honored by that, because I don't think they did that very often.
Exactly.
And so those are the kinds of stories behind many of the pieces of the collection. Just had over 75 given to me, and you know, had to acquire a lot of things myself. But this gentleman, his father worked for TWA Airlines.
Well, so did I. Wow.
Oh, really?
Yes, small world.
So he was responsible for all the continent of Africa back in the 40s and I
wow.
think 50s, right in that range. And he had, of course, being with working in the airline and into Africa, he had many people sourcing original artifacts. We're not talking about stuff for tourists. I mean, original, like doors on a chief's hut, you know, and shackles and masks and figurines and all sorts of items. Well, his dad passed away. Of course, his dad, working at the airline, could ship it back to California.
Sure.
And when he passed away, my friend told me, he said, I'm going to make sure that there's a number of these that are in your collection. He had this sense of urgency, and my friend Pat passed away about 3 months ago, and he had this urgency to get these items to me, and he wasn't even sick, you know, just had a massive heart attack, and he was gone. And so I feel very honored, and am holding those items very carefully, and we have some of them pictured in the textbook in honor of him and his family.
Wow, that's very nice. I have to say, just when I look at this amazing book, Black History 365, and you mentioned 1,248 pages, I have to wonder about the schools. Like, how have the folks received this book, the textbook? Dr. Milton, let's ask you that. How has it been received by the teachers and the students for that much?
They have received the book extremely well. Many of them are not only saying that this is for 9th through 12th grade students, many of them are saying this engages all ages. This should be a book that's in every household across this country, in particular, and in general across the world, because it had so many features. It really does. Also, Morehouse College down in Atlanta is going to be one of the first colleges launching the textbook in January. We are also in a conversation with Hampton University in Virginia that's going to do that. And then we have had a number of people who have purchased personal copies of the textbook. So we believe that it has this book throughout the pages. It's a healing mechanism. I just want to quickly go back, if you can indulge me for a quick second, to talk about these images. And I don't know if I've ever shared this with Joel, but it was an extremely tedious task to find the images. And he, like he said, he would go through 200 images just to get to that 201 to say, hey, this is it here. I mean, it wasn't anything that was easily done. I mean, it was arduous and it was daunting. And in some cases, I saw and felt the pain that he went through just to make sure that it was beyond excellent. Because the images not only tell a story, the images bring the words alive of that book.
Wow. I'm blown away. I love as respond to this, and you're just painting an amazing picture of Black History 365. Now, how do folks find this book, Dr. Milton? How do folks get their hands on a personal copy or an edition for, you know, like you said, should be in every household?
Absolutely. Well, we're asking the world to go to bh365.org. That's bh365.org. And one of the major features that we have in the book, besides the many QR codes, because we wanted to have a strong integration of technology, we've also embedded music in the book from award-winning Grammy producer by the name of Dr. Kevin Cates, affectionately known as K.O. And K.O. has developed 40 songs. He's a producer for Jay-Z, T.I., Rick Ross, Drake, Snoop Dogg, and a host of others. So we have an expert who has put together amazing songs, and he got the words from the text. And they are just powerful. I mean,
is
they will be
kind of like a soundtrack for the book?
Yes, yes, you can definitely say that. And as Joel said, we have a Hamilton in the making.
Wow.
I call it an anthology of Black history, because basically we've done is, you know, he's doing a song for each chapter, lifting lyrics from the text itself and the concepts surrounding the text. And so you start in ancient Africa and bring it all the way up to George Floyd, some of the things that are happening in our culture today. It's like ripping pages out of the headlines, the way we've done it. And then we have an e-book version that is available, and so that will allow us to even add more items, you know, as things happen in our culture, so that we can continue to keep it updated in the e-book version.
And that's important, right, always to make sure that, I keep going back to, I forget whose book it was, but I like that word living, like living history. It just keeps on going, and I love that. I have to tell you, this is just amazing. We're talking with the authors of this amazing book, the folks behind Black History 365, this amazing, incredible book. We're talking with Dr. Joel A. Freeman and Dr. Walter Milton, Jr. So we're real excited to have them with us today. 1,248 pages. This is a huge book, but it is packed with so much information and knowledge that we need. And I can't say it enough. I really can't. I think this is a game changer out there. Dr. Freeman, why was this so necessary, though? You know, there are tons of books. Folks will say, I saw the books that were out there when I was in school, and those history books seem just fine. What do you say to folks who say something like that, Dr. Freeman?
Well, every time there is a racially charged incident in America, there are some very smart people, passionate people who get on TV. You know, we affectionately call them talking heads. And you can almost, if you're running a betting game, you could bet that someone's going to say, in so many words, we need to have a national conversation around the topic of race relations in America. And one gets the sense that 3 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, perhaps that same person will be saying the same thing. And, people protest in different ways. We have comedians who use comedy expertly to protest. Some write books. Some will write poetry. We remember the protest songs of the 60s and the protesting in rap music and hip-hop music. And some protest by demonstrating, marching. The way Walter and I protest is by coming, by putting in the 2.5 years, 12, 16-hour days to come up with a solution to the education gap in America. Our protest is we look at it in terms of a solutionist approach, so that we can start these conversations. So we have something in the textbook that is proprietary to BH365, is we have something called the Elephant Experience. Now, the Elephant Experience, and we could spend a whole show just talking about the Elephant Experience, but it's a whole idea of, okay, we have these topics that people don't like talking about. It's uncomfortable. And topics that cause some people to talk at or past each other. Some people block each other on Facebook or other types of social media. And so what Walter and I wanted to do is to come up with a process. Cause why an elephant? You know, connection with Africa. Hey, there's an elephant in the room. Probably your favorite joke in second grade was, hey, how do you eat an elephant? One spoonful at a time, one bite at a time. So there has to be a process, a schema, a methodology for dealing with the elephant. And then, of course, the hippocampus of an elephant is extremely large. And their EQ matches and rivals that of chimpanzees and some species of dolphins. So it has to be something that's sticky, something that is that engages, not just momentarily, but for the long term. So that's what we did. So topics such as 3/5 of a human being, Uncle Tom, the N-word, reparations. Are we in a post-racial society after having a black president for 2 terms? Can a white person ever truly understand the black experience in America? Scientific racism, lynching, and should we tear the statues down? Things like that, topics like that, that we have a certain process that is a healing process, not a divisive process, where students can be, where we have professional development trainers that train the teachers in setting the environment so the students can create an environment that allows for these topics to be dealt with in a way that is beneficial. And where there are where there's a binary choice, we have QR codes that provide the pro and the con, you know, the for and against views. And so it invites people outside of their confirmation bias bubbles and gets them into a realm where they begin to see the other side and or at least hear the other side. And then using the Socratic method, the students engage around it and come up with individual or perhaps even collective understanding about something. So to get back to your original question, the need for something like this and the response we're getting from principals, from educators, from superintendents, from people who have, historians. I was talking with a historian the other day, and he was saying he's up to page 500 already.
Oh, wow.
In the textbook.
Wow.
And he was saying that he was just delighted. He said, oh, my goodness. He's checking out the QR codes. He's engaging with it. And he just said, I just cannot believe a resource like this is finally available. This is what I've been talking about all my life, and a resource like this.
Absolutely.
So, when it comes to the distinctives, we believe that we have something that is very uniquely crafted. It's designed for healing. It's truth-centric. It has the music attached to it. It has QR codes, so it's engaging with technology. We start in ancient Africa, so we're not reinforcing implicitly or explicitly the notion that black history started slavery. So we bring all these elements together that we've discussed, and we brought it into one textbook. Now, we're also planning to create a K through 8, so K2, 3, 5, 6, 8 grade bands. Those are coming. And we're using the 9 through 12 textbook, which, by the way, engages all ages. We're using that backbone information to then be contextualized in the 6 through 8, 3 through 5, and K through 2 programs. So now, getting back to how I started this response, now we're starting to get people to kids to start talking about the tough topics in a contextualized manner from kindergarten on. And hopefully we'll be able to measure results with the students, the teachers, and perhaps even the parents. And, 3 years from now, 5 years, 12 years from now, to see what kind of impact this can have on our society that is so polarized politically, and to really get people to engage coming through the lens and the gateway of history, which an inclusive account of a history, so that we can somehow see healing happen in our country.
I totally agree. I was thinking as you were just explaining that, I'm thinking to myself as well, that's the thing. We're all, when we look back at how when we were in school and taught history, and it really does, I hate to say, but it really, that's kind of where what you get is, for Black history, anything that's relating to Black culture is usually starting with slavery. And so I so appreciate what you have just described in Black History 365. I so appreciate it because just to be able to connect back to Africa and just see a place in, folks of Black descent, just African descent rather, just figure into everything. So it's amazing to me, and I'm kind of blown away just to talk to you about it. So I'm excited for folks to get their hands on Black History 365. It is important. It's an important, important book. So what else is there out there? You and Dr. Milton, as you mentioned, there is music involved in all of this as well. Can I get my hands on some of this so I can play some of those songs on the Hair Radio Morning Show? We'd love to get some of those music files over here.
It's probably the music is so good, and I can't wait till you hear it. And I think that maybe Joe and I could send you a demo copy for your
Absolutely.
Ears only. Because it's going through the process of being produced and recorded, and so we're going through all the legal aspects of that. But in the meantime, we can give you something that you can look forward to coming out. And I think that we will love to have you once we get the green light to play it on your show, because it's going to be a Grammy award producing set of music, and I give all the accolades to God first, but I give them to K.O., who was used by God to do this, to do this work. I mean, the music is incredible, and as the kids say, it is highly dope. So,
awesome.
I think that, you're going to love it. You really are, and, Joel and I are just so honored that you allowed us to be here today to share this, one of the most passionate things in our lives, Black history. And Joel talked about us being utilized as a vessel. We had many moments that we worked throughout the day, and we'll talk, how do we get here? How do we do this? Where did this come from? And we just know that this was all divinely inspired. It really was.
Absolutely. Well, I have to say, I'm going to just... before we close out on this part today, I definitely want to just make sure everybody is aware of, again, how to get their hands on Black History 365, your website. Please give us that again. Dr. Freeman, Dr. Milton, please tell everybody how to get their hands on this amazing book.
Yes, BH365.org. BH365.org.
Okay, and that is just awesome. And we're real happy about that. Yes, indeed. And also, just to let everybody know, that you guys, this is not the end of Black History 365 on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm so happy and honored that you guys are here. You know, we're announcing right now just an interview arc where we're going to have a few shows at this time, and then we're going to roll out something long-term that kind of can, you know, take parts of this amazing book. We're going to say Black History 365 is the name, and we're going to cover it a little bit more in depth. We wanted to just kind of do a quick introduction, if you will, and talk about some of the things that are inside of this amazing book. And I've got to tell you, we're going to be able to get into some of, before I let you guys go today, we're going to tease this because I want to get your opinion of, you know, of things that are happening today and how you can tie them to Black History 365, Black History 365, and I know that you can. And we're going to have that a little later for you guys, or we'll put it on our website as well. So that's just a nice little tidbit that we'll get into a little later. But first, again, I want to thank you. Before we go, Dr. Freeman, why don't we start with you? Is there any last thoughts or anything you want to kind of close out this portion today of our interview? Anything you want to leave us with? Like those amazing sayings that you used to have. You used to give us all these wonderful sayings that I always love. Anything that you want to tell us today?
Well, I think that the main thing I wanted to, that comes to my mind right now is that this textbook is transcendent. You know, as we say in the subtitle, an inclusive account of American history.
Inclusive.
And so the whole idea of the term inclusive, I want everyone who's listening to realize that this is an opportunity to engage all ethnicities and ages, you know, in terms of young and older generations, different backgrounds.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible. And we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously. I'm Ophelia, one of the newest additions to the lineup at the Hair Radio Morning Show. First, let's thank our incredible advertisers, beginning with our legacy sponsors. Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Divine Energy Luxury Candles, Carapy.com, Salon TV Network, The How to Get Rich in the Hair Business Book by show host Carrie Hines, celebrating over 10 years.